buddy, and welcome to another beautiful Thursday morning. You're listening to Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network. And I'm thrilled to be here with all of you today. It's a beautiful, sunny fall day. And I am busy after our show today cooking up a storm for the next food and film feast, which is an event that's being sponsored by Slow Food North Shore at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock. And the Food and Film Feast, for those of you that were not aware of it this past spring when we hosted our third annual one at the Cinema Arts Center, it is a screening of many short documentary films, all that highlight different areas in our food system that we wanted to bring attention to. We have a food on winemaking. We have a film on winemaking. We have a film on the oystermen of Long Island. We have a film on Restoration Farm, which is a local farm out here that's really doing some great work. And we also have some farmers from Fox Hollow Farm who are have established a company called Grow to Give, where they actually are setting up farms at places of worship, different churches and congregations that are growing food to supply food pantries with fresh produce. So there's a lot of great films going to be shown, and with each film we have a speaker lined up and we have an entree or an appetizer that correlates to the topic that you just watched in the film. So I know there's still tickets left. If you are interested in joining the event, you can call Sharon at the Unitarian Church at 516-472-2960 for tickets. The Women's Club at the Unitarian Fellowship is actually sponsoring and co-writing off some of the cost of the tickets. So the tickets are only $40 or $30 for the Unitarian Church members or Slow Food members. So definitely buy a ticket for that. And if you do, I will see you tomorrow evening. Lots of great things going on in the news that I want to make you aware of. There's a lot of work around the antibiotics that we have in our food system. I'm sure many of you have heard of the superbugs and the superweeds that are mutating to be able to survive with all the antibiotics and pesticides that are being used. But the problem is now the antibiotics and pesticides that are being used are no longer working, and things need to get even stronger. So what we're trying to make people aware of is the overuse of the antibiotics in the food and signing petitions and trying to make our elected officials aware of this problem so that they can enact some legislation to fight it. The United Nations just last week had a big meeting on this issue, and they are really coming together to try to promote, along with the Center for Disease Control, a petition and a movement to reduce antibiotic use in animal feed and in animals. So please check out the petition on my website. It's really important that we all take part in all of these food issues, including there's a petition there to make it known that we want food issues to be a topic of the next presidential debate. It's amazing that both climate change and food issues were not even a topic that came up at the last presidential debate. Both of our choices for president do not have a great record when it comes to food and climate change. And so we really need to make them aware that the majority of the United States population really cares about this. There's a great article that Bill McKibben just wrote about climate change math, and you can get to a link from my website to that at iegreen.com, or just Google Bill McKibben, climate change math, and you'll see this new article. But it's really scary. It's, you know, it's talking about climate change. It's talking about, you know, the issues of how much carbon we can have in the atmosphere, and we've already exceeded the amount that they considered safe, and we really need to turn it around. And the Paris peace talks or the Paris climate talks really you know, had people sign on. Over 60 countries have signed on to the Paris Agreement. But we need to now make sure that each of the countries, and we have control over our country, or we would like to think we have control over our country, we really need to make our elected officials uphold that agreement. And so please, everyone out there, do your part, sign on to these petitions and make your feelings known that we really want to, you know, improve our food system, stop antibiotics, reduce the pesticides, save our bees. There's so many issues, and it really is going to take all of us to become advocates for these changes, or it's not going to happen. So I invite you all to become active citizens and sign these petitions, write your congressmen and senators, and make it known. Lots of great events are coming up. As I said, tomorrow night is the Food and Film Feast at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock, Manhasset. That's only a 30-minute train ride and then a 5-minute taxi from the city. Centrally located right off of the LIE on Long Island. So come out for that. Also, tonight, the Sierra Club is screening a film. What is the film called? Not sure. But it's tonight at the Kopech Memorial Library. On my website, I have the name of the film. I'm so sorry. On Sunday, October 9th, there is a farm feast taking place up in Hudson, New York. This is a farm called Letterbox Farm and a restaurant called Little Deb's Bistro. And they are two startups, women-owned, that are looking for our support. So this is a dinner out in the garden with live music and cocktails and then a full-course meal underneath a tent. So you can sign up for that also on my website or find a link for it. Also this weekend on Sunday, October 9th, there's a free workshop out on the East End for sustainable practices on lawn care. Every day there's pumpkin picking going on right now at Organics Today out on the island. Also this coming week, October 13th through the 16th, is the New York City Wine and Food Festival, which is sponsored by the Food Network and Cooking Channel, and it is amazing if you go to the event page and see all the different things going on. Some of them are pricey, but some of them are reasonable. But they all look really awesome. So check out the schedule of the New York City Wine and Food Festival going on for 4 days, next Thursday through Sunday. October 14th is a farm-to-school conference in Maine. That's awesome. October 15th, the North Shore Land Alliance is having a walk in the woods. We also have an urban food policy forum taking place at the Urban Food Policy Institute and Research Center, and that's at CUNY School of Public Health, and that's from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 19th. That should be really great. It's Beyond Kale, Urban Agriculture and Social Justice Activism in New York City. It's a free event, so come out to that. October 20th is the Healthy School Foods Annual Gala, Let Your Palate Be Your Ballot. And I will be serving up some great food there along with many other local vegan restaurants. It's a vegan tasting extravaganza. It's from 6:30 to 9:30. It supports the Coalition for Healthy School Food, which is a great organization that is bringing more plant-based foods into the school system. I've been working with them for many years, and they're a great organization, so they need all of our support. So if you'd like to come to an incredible vegan tasting, come on out to that Thursday, October 20th. Also, October 23rd, I am hosting here at the IE Green Homestead a yoga and farm-to-table cooking retreat. It's all day from 11 to 5, and it will be yoga being taught by Lorelei Henry, who's been teaching for over 20 years. She's an amazing yoga teacher. And then I will be harvesting some vegetables from the garden with everybody and cooking up a delicious vegan, gluten-free meal. So you can still sign up for that. There's still space. And November 3rd is the River Fund New York's Silver Anniversary Gala. And that's this year will be honoring Gwyneth Paltrow, who's been involved with the River Fund New York and has been a big promoter of vegetarian eating. And it will be an incredible event. The River Fund is an organization that I have been working with for over 22 years, creating a huge Thanksgiving feast and Christmas dinner for people struggling with poverty in Queens. And they're a great organization. They service more families, I think, than any other food pantry in the city. But what makes them so unique is they are not only dealing with the symptom and providing food, but they actually go deeper and they really offer services and help people work through the system to get the services they need. And they also support the young people from these families to go to college and to stay in school. They have an incredible mentoring program. They have scholarships for kids for college. And it's just amazing because, as you know, to really combat poverty, you need to start with education. And they really know that, and they're really working with that. So if you can support them and come out to their anniversary gala, it is on November 3rd. I will be there, and I hope to see you there. November 10th is the Northeast Region's annual working group's big conference. It's called It Takes a Region. And that's for the whole Northeast area, and it's going to be at the Hartford Hilton. There's a variety of prices for people who are coming to the event. But it's really a nice coming together of people to debate, collaborate, and innovate on food issues and how to make the Northeast region its own little food hub. Also, there's a big Change Food Fest going on November 12th. The woman, Diane Hatz, who ran TEDx Manhattan, has now started doing this instead, called the Change Food Festival, and it's growing the good food movement. It's going to be at the Time Center in Manhattan. It's an all-day event, definitely worth going to. And Just Food is also having their annual event, Let's Eat Local. So, again, all these events are on my website, so please come on out and check those out. I want to share with you now a recipe. This time of year, you know, all of our squashes and pumpkins are coming out of the garden. And so also with the Jewish holiday right here, and by the way, Happy New Year to all of my friends celebrating the Jewish New Year. But in honor of that holiday, I made these butternut squash latkes that were just divine. They are vegan and gluten-free. And so I use chickpea flour instead of regular flour for these. So this is the recipe. 3/4 cup of chickpea flour, also known as Bisan flour, 1/4 cup of baking soda, 1/2 cup of organic cornstarch, 3/4 cup of cold water, 1 large onion cut into slivers, 2 cups grated potatoes, and then you squeeze the water out, 2 cups of grated butternut squash, 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1/4 cup of chopped cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, you can add parsley or you can just leave it out. 1 1/2 teaspoon salt, and then a light oil for frying. You can use a non-GMO canola oil, or I use a safflower oil or sunflower oil. Those are all great oils for frying in. And so in a large bowl, you can make a batter with the chickpea flour, the baking soda, the cornstarch, and the water. Add the spices. Then add the rest of the ingredients and mix that up really well. And then you're going to drop it by spoonfuls into either a deep fryer, or I use my cast iron skillet with hot oil. So you want to let the oil get hot first before you put the batter in. And I also don't try to squish down the batter. You really want the batter to be, you really want to drop it so it's light and really spiny, so that all the slivers of onions and carrots kind of stick out in all directions and it gets really crispy and looks kind of crab-like. It's really delicious. When it gets golden brown on one side, turn them over so that the other side gets golden brown too. Remove it from the pan and let it drain on a paper towel or a paper bag, and then serve it while it's hot. And I served it with 4 different little dips. One was a mango chutney, one was a tamarind chutney, one was an arugula pesto that I made, and one was applesauce, of course. All really delicious. So you can find this recipe also on my website, along with all my recipes, which are archived there for you to check out. And now it's my pleasure to introduce my guest to all of you. Pietro Guerra is the marketing general manager at Itiamo. And Itiamo is an online ordering and delivery service that's bringing authentic, artisanal Italian delicacies to everyone's doorstep. And they really curate these boxes of that they deliver to create a full gourmet meal. And I'm going to let him tell us more about it, but it's really an amazing new company, and they're just getting started here in the U.S., and I want to support them because they're doing some really great work. Pietro, are you with me?
Yes. Hello, everybody. Hello, Bavani. Thanks for
having
me.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Great. So before we get started, can you just share with everybody a little bit more about what Itiamo is and how it works?
Yes, Itiamo basically is the easiest way to bring at the table of all the food lovers in the U.S. Authentic artisanal Italian food, helping at the same time our amazing Italian artisans that we have in Italy in exporting their products and solving the complexities that usually they have in bringing their products out from their town. And these can bring to you authentic flavors and help them in maintaining the tradition behind these delicacies. So original process mode and original ingredients that are part of our Italian culinary heritage.
Uh-huh. And because of the nature of everything coming from Italy, there's no fresh produce in these boxes, correct? It's all...
Actually, in October and November will be the very first time in our activity both in the U.S. and in Italy, where we will bring to the table of the U.S. food lovers fresh food, because in October we are putting in the box an original pecorino romano cheese, and in November an amazing salami from Parma region. Uh-huh. Coupled with the original focaccia from Liguria.
Uh-huh. Now, you just made me think of something. Can people customize these boxes if they're vegetarian? Can they get a box and substitute something instead of salami?
As we are a very dynamic startup and we are growing, we are always very close to our customers, and it happened that they asked us to substitute certain products due to allergies or certain dietary requirements as vegetarian, and we are always more than welcome to accomplish their needs. Indeed, if you take every box, there are very, very, very rarely products that, for example, a vegetarian people cannot eat. We always have some crackers, pasta, olives, sweets, but very, very few meat products. I mean, 100% meat.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
And were you one of the starters of this company, or did you come on board after they already started?
It's really nice because our story is born on the high school. During our high school, all the four of us, which are the co-founders, Filippo, Francesco, Nicolas, and myself, we were wondering how to do something for our small town in Cinque Terre. And actually, after a few years of working all around the world, we really missed the food from our town. And so we decided to come back, resigning from our job and helping to help these producers in bringing all over the world the authentic delicacies. So this is the Itiamo born from a very basic need that all of us had working outside and abroad.
Are most foods from the Cinque Terre area, or are they from all of Italy?
No, we curate every month a different box with a different theme from a different area or region in Italy. So we started, of course, in May with our first box. dedicated to our beloved Cinque Terre, but then we moved on with Michelin star Italian chef meal. Then we move on with an Italian picnic. In September we did Sicily, and in October we are dedicating our box to the central part of Italy that has been destroyed by the terrible earthquake almost more than 1 month ago. So different region and different product from different areas.
I'm always amazed when I visit Italy. You know, I've been going every couple of years to Terra Madre, the slow food convention, and it's amazing how every region has their specialty, and even, you know, yeah, the different cheeses, even though, you know, Parmesan might, you know, it's, they're not the same, you know, even from different regions, and it's just amazing. Everybody can taste the difference. I feel like the taste buds in Italy, people's taste buds are so much more elevated because they're so used to, in particular, of the different traditions coming out of each village. Or city.
And that's what we want to recreate here in the U.S., helping and giving to the taste bud of all the people in the state the possibility to taste authentic delicacies and traditional tastes that we have in the different region of Italy. Because you're right, sometimes as with the Parmigiano happens, you can drive 20 minutes by car and taste a different kind of Parmigiano just moving from the plain land to the mountains.
Uh-huh. Even like the name of Parmigiano, can a Parmesan cheese be called Parmesan if it's from a different region?
Actually, there are different kind of Parmesan cheese. You can have the Parmigiano, which is renowned coming from a certain area which recollects itself Parma, Reggio Emilia, and a little bit of Modena. But then if we go towards Milan, it is called Grana Padano, which is not the same thing because I have to tell Parmigiano is unique, but Grana Padano is very nice as well. So into the Pianura Padana region, there are different kind of these cheese.
Right. I always find that amazing. I mean, there's so many different varieties of cheese. To sample, and, you know, coming from the States, even being a chef and feeling like my palate is pretty distinguishable, you know, I have a hard time telling the difference where somebody else can go, oh, no, this one's only 6 months aged and this one's 2 years aged, and it's amazing, I think.
Yeah, it's easier for us because we grow with our moms and grandmas feeding us with sometimes Parmigiano, sometimes Grana Padano, sometimes the old 30 months from the mountain Parmigiano. So we are lucky to grow and be raised with different tastes and different.
Yeah,
right?
You are lucky, and you're lucky to know you're lucky. Some people don't appreciate how lucky they are.
It's something that we have always to keep in mind how lucky we are. With the food, with the wine, and with the climate that and the passion of the people that allows nowadays everything, all this stuff.
Now, speaking of wine, do you include any wine in your boxes?
Unfortunately, as you know, the regulation the U.S. keep very distinguished and differentiate the wine industry and the wine retail from the food. So we cannot bring at the moment our amazing wine that we have in our ecosystem of producers in Italy. But, of course, we are going to put some suggestion to pair the products with the right wine if people want to really experience 100% Italian food.
When I was in Italy, I visited, as you know, one of the vineyards that you deal with, Sitaro, but I'll say Sitaro. How do you say this? Cerretto.
Cerretto.
Cerretto. Okay. And Cerretto Vineyard, their wine was incredible, but also they produce the most delicious hazelnuts I've ever tasted in my life.
Yeah, exactly. And we are an exclusive dealer, and we are proud to have the hazelnut of Cerretto family, which is a biodynamic organic hazelnut. They control the whole production from the harvesting to the final product, and it's amazing to see how they work. We've been there. We shoot some videos and some pictures that we have on our Facebook page and that we put in our boxes to mm-hmm. let the customer see with his eyes what is behind these amazing hazelnuts product.
Right. Right, and I was amazed when we visited the vineyard, you know, talking about the different the different wines that they produce, you know, and how you can't, you know, once you cross the street, it's Barolo, but if you cross the street on this side, it can't be called Barolo, even if it's the same wine, even if it's the same grapes, and, you know, all the different regulations that are set up there to keep the distinct regions of wine separate. But
you're
the
right.
biodynamic principles that they use are amazing to use on such a large scale. I've never seen such, you know, being used on such a large scale. And it was really impressive. And they even had solar panels on the winery, you know. I think he was saying 15 to 20% of all their electricity to run the vineyard comes from the solar panels.
Yeah, especially in the summer, those hills are really naturally, pushed to have sun, and it would have been a pity to not use that kind of natural energy. So they are really working to improve and to really making and looking forward to a better future also in the production way. And they use that energy also for their the production of the vegetables that they use in their two restaurants, so the customer and can always rely on a guaranteed product grown 100% with solar energy and with traditional beef.
Right. Now, you mentioned that you only started in May. I didn't even realize that you were that new a company. Now, did you start in Italy or did you start in the U.S.?
In May we started in the U.S., but actually we have 1 year and a half experience in Italy, because in the previous year we really grown and created what we call the ITIAMO ecosystem, which is collecting and selecting the best producers, the best small and medium artisanal producers, to be sure that what we are bringing all around the world is authentic and is made with passion and original ingredients. So in 1 year in Italy, we built this ecosystem working with the University of Slow Food from Pollenzo, and we have one of their best student is now our gastronom and product manager, and she selected all the producers, meeting them, going them to see how they work. So we are proud to say that we know personally, and we are now a larger family with our producers. And then what you see here is the result of this work that is growing month by month by bringing here more producers and more products.
Uh-huh. Now, there's lots of competition, I would think, you know, here in the U.S. I don't know about in Italy, but there's, you know, you hear about a lot of food delivery services, you know, delivering things like CSA boxes or Blue Aprons, delivering, you know, a complete meal. How does your box differ from some of these other boxes?
First of all, we are proud to say that we focus 100% on only on Italian products. So, and we bring to the U.S. Almost original producers that are in exclusive with our ecosystem, with our company. So what we say is that we don't move only boxes as a logistic company, but we bring back humanity to food and to Italian food. So first of all, is a different concept where we arrive to bring Italian food to the people. Secondly, especially in the large metropolitan areas, in the large city where people is often outside, also in the evening, our products are long shelf stable. So the life of the product doesn't expire in just a week, but you don't have, and you can't rush. You can enjoy the products all together or in different moments of your month or of your life, because they are not going to expire. Third, because we are a family with our producers, we curate the box not only with the recipes, but with the stories of the producers. And we give the possibility to the people who tasted and who tried the product in a certain box to buy always again and again the product they liked, because we pair, we integrate the box with the shop online. So you are always available and able to find these products on internet and have them delivered to your door.
Uh-huh. So if you have a product in a box that you really like, let's say a pesto, and you want to order it again, even if it's not in the next month's box, you can add that on?
Exactly. You just go on our website, which is us.itiamo.com, and you go on the shop area, you select what you like, and it's delivered with your next box if you are one of our customers, or just via a normal FedEx delivery at your door in a few days.
Uh-huh. Now, you work with not just producers, but you work with actual chefs, right? How do you choose the chefs, and how do the chefs package their products to be shelf-stable?
As you said, Cerretto family is one of our best producers, and they have two restaurants. One of them is really famous. It's a three Michelin star restaurant in Alba, and Enrico Crippa, the chef, has been ranked 17th in the 50 best San Pellegrino ranking this year. Massimo Bottura won. And for example, we worked with him for our July box in putting inside his hazelnut cake and asking him to select and pick up the product he liked to pair with his hazelnuts in the best way possible. So sometimes we do this kind of collaboration, picking up chefs and asking them to select the products they like to put from our portfolio to create the box. And also in our blog, we always narrate a story every week of a different chef from the region we are taking care of that month. So it has been Enrico Crippa. Then for Sicily, we had Ciccio Sultano from Ragusa Ibla, Ristorante Il Duomo. And this month we have Heinz Beck. This week we had Heinz Beck from Ristorante La Pergola in Rome.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. I want to hear how you choose the different chefs. But first, I'd like to take just a couple-minute break, and when we come back, maybe you can share with us how you select the different chefs.
Okay.
Everyone listening, don't go anywhere. I'm talking with Pietro Guerra from Itiamo, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Bhavani and I Eat Green.
This is PRN.FM. Tune in anytime for the latest in progressive news and ideas. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Does the current dire state of the economy have you totally upset and confused? There are solutions to our financial ills, but first we have to get a handle on what's really going on. I'm Ellen Brown, author of Web of Debt and a new radio show host here on PRN-FM, inviting you to join me and my co-host, Walt McCree, as we look behind the curtain at the shadowy world of global monetary control and what we can do to break ourselves free. The show is called It's Our Money, and it airs on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll be talking with experts in the world of monetary policy, as well as with people who are actively working to reclaim control of public money to benefit the public interest. So please join us for It's Our Money, Wednesdays on PRN, FM, or by podcast.
Terry Harrison with you, inviting you to join me on The Smart Show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not able to catch me live, you can go to the archives at prn.fm or harrison.fm. Don't forget, it's impeccable behavior to rate the show on iTunes. We come to you each Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live from Hollywood, where we bring on the movers and shakers, whistleblowers and muckrakers. There's nothing like it anywhere else, and it's here on PRN.FM. If you like a smart show, then join me, Terry Harrison. It's Harrison on the Progressive Radio Network. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network. And I'm here talking with Pietro Guerra from Itiamo. Pietro, you with me?
Yes.
Good. Right before the break, I was asking you about how you choose the different chefs that you work with. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. Actually, when we were saying that we are lucky, is also because we have many restaurants and many really good restaurants. So it's easy for us to go and pick up the most authentic one usually in the area and work with the greatest chef that is recognized by all the people and all the food experts of the area to select and pick up the product for the box. So for us it was really nice to meet with Enrico both in Italy and in New York when he came for the award night to speak about the products, speak about his experience and the different tastes that he was going to put in the July box. So it's more on listening to the people of the area and talking with the chef that makes us confident that we are taking the right decision.
Right. And you said the boxes actually come with recipes. Can you share with us kind of what a typical box might have and the type of recipe that someone would find in it?
Yeah. We actually know that there are different levels in the U.S. To use our boxes. So we usually put an easy recipe. For example, how to make in the box of October, we are putting coffee and special cookies. Okay, so we usually say how you can enjoy them together. So pairing just a nice cup of coffee with some sugar, special sugar, and the biscuit, or as an advanced recipe, we put also the recipe of the tiramisu that you can do with those cookies and the coffee. So we always try to balance easy recipe to taste straight on the box with more advanced suggestion, as for the tiramisu or for a nicer bruschetta or a more elaborated pasta.
Uh-huh. So does each box have a pasta in it?
Almost every box is designed to have an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert. And typically, in Italy, as a main course, we have a pasta. So you can enjoy a different pasta from the region with different sauce, and then appetizers and dessert, always from the same area. So I would say yes. Almost every month, you have a different kind of pasta, which is great because when you have people at home or you just want to enjoy something unique, you can impress them with a great pasta dish.
Uh-huh. And how about risotto? Do you also specialize on different risottos? I was amazed, when I went to one of the tastings at Terra Madre, learning that there's so many different risottos from so many different regions and different rices from different elevations. It's just amazing to me to know there was
types. We are working to alternate in certain box risotto. We are trying to do our best to put a nice risotto in the November box. So it will be either a risotto or a tagliatelle pasta with truffle. So we are still in the way of deciding the November box. It can be a risotto, because you are right. We have different kind of rice that are sometimes better for risotto, sometimes better for a salad. But yeah, it's something that we are still in the process of bringing in, because, you know, we work with the producers and we do for them also all the regulations behind the exporting the product. So we want to be sure that they are accomplishing the FDA regulations.
Right, right. Now, earlier you also mentioned that there was an earthquake that you were supporting, and I know I read on your website that you were donating some of proceeds from your boxes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the 24th of August, a terrible earthquake destroyed part of central Italy, including a famous town called Amatrice. Amatrice was famous for the name of the famous Amatriciana pasta and Amatriciana sauce. So we decided to dedicate the box of October to Amatriciana, putting inside a pack of Bucatini Amatriciana and the Pecorino Romano cheese, which is the best, and the icing on the cake for this amazing and traditional dish of our culinary heritage. And we decided to donate 10% of the entire revenues of the October month, which means up to $32 per person subscribing our service in October. It's a nice way, and a tasty way to support all the people from the area, especially all the producers that due to the earthquake are now struggling in coming back to their business. And we know what does it mean for all the people around those business to remain without a job. So we believe that buying with us, our subscribing our box in this month, you are not only bringing at home great food, but you are also joining and supporting a nice goal, which is
right.
Recovering from the terrible earthquake.
That's very nice. So tell us a little bit how the program works. You sign up for a monthly delivery, or can you just try it one time? How does it work? And do you make a year commitment? What is the program?
You can basically, there is a lot of freedom. You can subscribe monthly, which is every month the subscription renew. You are billed monthly, and the price of the box is $69. You can commit because you want to have a full experience and save some money subscribing 3 months, and the price per box lowers to $59, so from $69 to $59. And the maximum commitment we have is a 6 month subscription, and the price of the box lowers to $54. So a good saving and a great taste. Of
right.
course, our subscription, our boxes can also be gift or tried monthly. In the gift section, you can have a month trial, or you can give to everyone else a month box, 3 month box, and 6 month box. And in that case, it there is no renewal, because it's a gift. And we customize the box with your wishes to the person you want to care about.
Very nice. And how many people does a typical box feed?
We put products to feed up to 4 people. Actually, we try the box every month. We try the box every month, and some certain months we arrived to within 6 people. But typically it's up to 4 people meal, and it's a full meal. It's a lot of stuff. It's almost 6 pounds of goods, and I mean, it's a lot of stuff, and it's a big box, and it's really nice to open it and to see how many different products you can taste and you can have from our amazing country.
Uh-huh. And if you need to, it sounds like you're very, you personalize and customize the boxes. If somebody's going to be away for a month, you could skip a month and resume the following month if they needed to?
You can just tell us that you want to delay the delivery, and because the products are super stable, we just send them all together to your houses. So there is no problem in if you are away from home for a while. We keep the boxes all reserved for you, and we send them, because then you can decide to taste in different moments of your year.
Uh-huh. Great. And do you do anything special for the holidays, like anything special for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Absolutely. We are planning to have an Italian Thanksgiving box in November, mixing Italian taste, authentic Italian taste, and Italian taste that can also that are close to the U.S. tradition, like pumpkins and some sort of meat. But the biggest event is, of course, Christmas, where we will put our amazing panettone in the box. And when we will have particular and specific box dedicated to Christmas that people can gift all over U.S. Buying, and we will deliver with the greetings from you and customize the box.
Uh-huh. And does the box come at the same time every month?
Mostly, yeah, because we just took 2 weeks. It takes 2 weeks to prepare all the product when you subscribe, and then in a few days you have the box at home. I would say mostly in the middle of the month, every month, the box arrives at home, and it's super safe because we take care about this. The packaging and the packing and the pick and pack of the box. So it's super safe and super curated.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like a wonderful gift to give to people for the holidays, you know.
Yeah.
A gift that keeps giving, you know. They can you get it one time, but then every month they're reminded of your gift. Very nice.
Yeah. It's a memorable gift and a super tasty one.
Now, I know you have some upcoming projects that are going on. Can you share those with us?
Yeah, as I said, the first greatest project is the one support the efforts for the earthquake in October, and then, as I said, the Christmas December. We have an amazing event to celebrate the earthquake, to give a voice to the victim of the earthquake on the 26th of October at the Italian Embassy in Manhattan. We are going to celebrate the 26th of October, the World Pasta Day, and we will have pasta matriciana, and we will invite people to taste this amazing dish and donate for the heartbreak, even without buying the box, because we want to support 100% this unfortunate event. And we are also going to be at Edible Escape the 20th of October with a booth to let people taste our amazing products from Italy, and we will represent Italy in this big event, which is
what is the event?
Well.
I'm sorry, on October 20th.
October 20th, Edible Escape. It's organized by Edible Magazine.
Right. Is that the one at the synagogue on the Lower East Side?
I think so. Let me see. I received the confirmation yesterday.
Yeah, I've gone to that. It's great. It's like a huge event at that very old, like the oldest synagogue in the city on the Lower East Side. I also am forgetting the name of it, but there's, I think, vendors from around the world, right?
And we are representing Italy with our delicacies, so you can taste some of our products, and you have the possibility to see with your eyes how nice are our boxes. And of course, we always take care about our customers, and we want to specifically work with certain, not clubs, but a group of people as slow food, because in Italy we are working very well with slow food, and so we want to replicate it in the U.S., giving the possibility of all the slow food people to buy the box with a special discount.
And what is this? What is the special discount?
The discount is called the code. We give a code called Slow Food, indeed, and gives 40% off on all the subscription, which is a very big deal, because you can save a lot of money to start your culinary journey with Itiamo.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
So
how do they do that? We know that people from Slow Food can appreciate our food, and we want to have their feedback, and we want to have them on board. So it's a nice way to start a tasty journey with people that appreciate Italian food as well.
Uh-huh. And to sign up for the boxes and to receive the discount, you can do that online?
Absolutely. You just put at the checkout on the bar of the coupon code, you just write Slow Food, no spaces, no capital letters, very easy, and you have the discount applied, 40%.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And I know you said you started in May in the U.S., but you had been doing Italy for the year prior. Are you in any other countries?
We deliver from Italy all over Europe, so we already serve the European Union countries like France, UK, Spain, Germany, Austria, and all of them from Italy, because it's easier. And we deliver all around Europe and in the U.S. So these are the two main areas we are involved at the moment.
Uh-huh.
One step at a time. Now it's nice to bring these delicacies in the U.S. and be focused on it.
Uh-huh. And as the general manager for Itiamo, what exactly is your role in the organization?
It's nice, you know, because when you do when you are in a startup, you do everything. So typically, we basically I take care about the product coming in from Italy. I take care about the organization of all the activities. I take care about being the spokesperson at all the events, help the warehouse manager if he needs any help, and I take care about everything. Basically, it's really difficult to find the time to sleep, because when you are a young and dynamic startup, you have to take care about each single step of your business, and that's what we do.
Right. You have to wear many hats.
Yeah. Many hats, sometimes tighter and sometimes more large, but it's always a very nice challenge, and it keeps you alive, and we have always, of course, the possibility to have great food and to experience uh-huh. This relation with people based on our passion and our food.
And can you share with us what is in October's box? Is October's box the hazelnut cake that you were talking about?
No, we have featured the cake in our July box. We are probably making some, give the possibility to taste it for Christmas as well. What we have in this box, it's balsamic vinegar from Modena. Then we have an amazing extra virgin olive oil, which is spreadable. So it's nice because it's not only a great product, but it's also very innovative. So you have this jar with extra virgin olive oil to spread. And we have peppers, sweet and spicy peppers, ground to put on top of this spreadable extra virgin olive oil as the best bruschetta ever. Then we have a pack of bucatini amatriciana with the tomato inside, with the bacon inside. So it's already projected and made to taste the full amatriciana sauce. Of course, the pecorino to finish the pasta. Then we have a full pack, a full size pack of coffee and Italian coffee made using different kind of wood to toast and warm up the grains. And then we close with amazing cookies that you can use dipping the coffee or to do an amazing tiramisu.
Wow, sounds great.
Seven full size, but it's a lot of stuff. It is great.
Well, we're almost out of time, so before we run out, I'd like you to share with everyone the website, how they can sign up and start getting your boxes.
Yeah, the website is itiamo.com or us.itiamo.com. I spell because it's always, sometimes it's tricky, so it's EATTIAMO. And you just go on the website and it's very easy to sign up following the old instruction. And our Facebook page, which thanks of you, is growing month by month and day by day. It's Itiamo USA, so EATTIAMO USA.
And so if people who are listening who are followers of Slow Food want to sign up today, they can make use of that discount you're offering?
Yeah. Yeah, Slow Food is the name of the coupon code, so no space, no capital letters, just Slow Food, and gives 40% discount of all the subscription. A nice way and an easier way to start your journey. So
that's amazing.
We are looking for the delivering at your door. Guys.
Thank you. Well, that's very generous of you, Pietro. Thank you for joining me and everybody listening.
Thank you very
listening.
Much for having me.
You're welcome. Everybody listening, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network, and I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.